Eating local can be an incentive to keep local waters clean. Earlier today, Governor Jay Inslee announced a new plan that would do just that.
This proposal, this plan for action, will accomplish the three goals that I set out some time ago: protect human health, protect the environment, and protect our economic growth.
Cleaner water will lower the levels of toxic contaminants in fish, and that should, at least in theory, make it safe for people to eat more fish. Environmentalists, commercial fishermen, and tribes have been pushing for more stringent water quality and fish consumption standards. Environment reporter Ashley Ahern is here. Hi.
Hi.
So what did Governor Inslee actually propose?
So the big headline is that we are going to up the fish consumption rate in this state to 170 grams. So that means per day, which means it's a big uptick. We used to have 6.5 grams. And just some context, Oregon is already at 175 grams per day.
Okay, so I'm going to up my fish consumption. Happy to do that. Are they going to be toxic fish? Or does that mean with upping the fish, he's going to clean the water that the fish swim in?
Right. And so the other parts of what the governor announced today was that this plan is not just about this number. It's about also expanding, you know, controls upstream and sort of putting the onus on where are the chemicals getting into the water initially, where they're coming from our roofs, they're coming from our pavement, they're coming from our household products, and wanting to really kind of get a handle on all of the sources, which some environmentalists might say is actually dodging a bullet in terms of taking the onus off of the point source polluters like big industry that have permits to discharge into waterways and saying, okay, it's actually all about you and me. And so really, we all need to do something. It's probably somewhere in between the two.
Well, compromise usually makes everybody either happy or unhappy. So let's start with the happy people. Who's happy about this?
So the happy people right now, I mean, I don't know if they've described themselves as ecstatic, but I think that the 175 grams number has made tribal interests very happy. That basically changes it from one meal a month to 23 meals a month. And when you're a tribal member, you eat a lot. I mean, they eat a lot of fish, and we have the science. There's data to prove that. So for people that are advocating for, you know, health, for subsistence fishers and people who eat a lot of fish, this is good news, I think, on the surface. The question is implementation. And then environmental community, toxics community is probably pretty happy about this. Industry, I think, is probably going to have a little bit of a rub.
So they're the people who are less happy.
Yeah, actually, on that front, the city of Bellingham has said that they're, you know, that household sewer costs could go up to, you know, up from about $35 to, you know, $200 a month in terms of cost. So, you know, that's one estimate from one municipality. But, you know, these are the people that are going to have to be, you know, marching forward with this and figuring out exactly how do we implement this. And I'm sure that there will be real costs. The governor has said, though, that it's not going to cost consumers more. I think that the data to back that up wasn't there today yet.
Ashley Ahern is with me. She's KUOW and EarthFix's environment reporter. Well, so really all I want to know is, it going to be safer to eat local fish?
I think that's what a lot of us want to know. I think that, you know, for when we go into supermarkets and buy fish, sometimes that fish is caught in Chile or it's caught in Alaska, and we tell ourselves, okay, well, then that's fine. That's safe. But the truth is, at least with the salmon that are caught in Alaska, many of them grow up in Washington waters, or they come from the Columbia and then they swim up there. So I think that separating the two and telling ourselves we're okay is not fully understanding the connectivity here, the ecosystem connectivity about where these fish spend their lives and why it's important that the waters they live in here are clean. So, yeah, when you go into the supermarket, probably your fish is safe. But I think that, you know, these water quality standards are key to keeping those wild caught salmon, you know, safe to eat once they're caught up in Alaska.
I've always wondered why they don't label local fish. That's not part of this, I'm sure. Probably some grocer has to ask that. So in terms of implementing the governor's proposal and fleshing it out, what comes next?
Right. So the governor has ordered the State Department of Ecology to come up with a draft plan by the end of September, and then it'll go to the legislature. And that's where all good plans go to die. So we're not sure what's going to happen next. This could take, you know, months and months and months for a final decision to be made. What we've seen here today is the governor laying out very clearly that he has heard the calls to action from many people, including the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, who is saying, listen, you guys need to up this number. 6.5 is not going to cut it. And we're giving you, we're going to step in if you don't get on your game here. So I think that Governor Inslee is saying, yep, I got it. Here's what we're going to try to do. Wish me luck, guys.
So he's thrown down the gauntlet. Governor Jay Inslee, we will watch to see what happens next. EarthFix and KUOW environment reporter Ashley Ahern, it's always great to have you in.
Thanks, Marcy.
Thanks for coming in. It's The Record.